has a bad day from time to time. It's just the way life goes. And the question is, what happens when we have a bad day? And what gets us out of our bad moods? What gets us out of our rut? And what gets us back on track? So I want to share with you that I had a bad day yesterday. I did. And today, this morning, I got up, probably way too early, and started my daily routine. And after I was done with my going to Minion, getting my kids out, the door to go to school, I found myself in like this spot where I had a little bit of time, and I was like, I'm gonna go for a walk, and hopefully when I go for a walk, I'll clear my head. And it certainly, is something that I do often, and it does work. I do feel better after I go for a good walk. So I'm towards the end of my walk, and I see someone in a motorized wheelchair who is like hanging out at like in the middle of the street or in the middle of the sidewalk with his dog. And I was like, all right, like I do know him, so I walked by. I don't like dogs, so I walked out of the way and I walked into the street to get around him. And he goes, "Good morning, excuse me, can I ask you for a favor?" And I was like, "Sure, what's up?" So he goes, "I'm stuck. Can you give me a push?" And so I looked and I was like, I'm not terribly strong and he's a bigger guy. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get him to move. And then I gave him two pushes and no luck. Couldn't get him to move. And then I realized why. It's because he was stuck. He was stuck in the sidewalk. So I gave him one lift, which was a little bit of effort. And after that lift, he was like free and clear. And he thanked me for doing a mitzvah. And I told him what happened and wished him a great day. And that was it. But what I found was amazing was after I did that, I was actually in a really much better place. I was calm. I was collected. I felt good. I felt really good. And it struck me because I think that's where Parshas Korach and so much of Bamidbar goes wrong. See, the Jewish people are having a bad day. They are. They're actually having a lot of bad days. If you go back to the beginning of Bamidbar, you trace the path from Midbar Sinai, from Har Sinai, till the moment of Parshas Korach, you see that there's a lot of bad days, one after another, after another, after another, after another. And that totally makes sense. People have bad days. The question is, how do they fix the bad days? And the answer is, they don't, because they don't have anything to fix their bad day with. And this is where I believe it's so beautiful to contrast the bad days of Bamidbar with the really, really bad day of Parshas, of Sefer Shmos. And that is Chet HaEgel. What is the response to Chet HaEgel? How do they fix Chet HaEgel? So Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has a beautiful explanation. He says, you know what the answer to Chet HaEgel is? Build. That's right. That's the answer. Build, build, build. See, because when you're busy, when you have a project, when it gives you purpose, yeah, you have so much to keep you busy with. And not only something to keep busy with, but you have perspective. And you have something that gives you, it feeds you. And it feeds you goodness and happiness. When you have a bad day or a series of bad days, what ends up happening is the mind is so bogged down by all the bad, it can't see the good. But when you do something kind, and it doesn't even have to be something big, even something small, when you do something kind for other people, what it does is it reminds you that, wait a second, your day is not really that bad. And maybe your life isn't that bad. And maybe you have something that you're contributing that makes it all worth it. Can you imagine if the Jewish people would have found something to keep them busy with? Is it possible that Korach's message and Korach's words would not have resonated with them? I certainly think that's possible. But I think on the heels of Parshas Shlach and Chet HaMeraglim and hearing that they're not going anywhere, hearing that they're destined to die in the Midbar, it's a tough pill to swallow. They can't move on. And they have nothing to help them get over that hump. So along comes Korach, and he suggests some pretty radical things that probably, if they had thought about calmly and collectively, they would have been like, I think that's a really bad idea. But bad days, no sense of purpose and mission, and then from there, it all spirals out. Perhaps that's one of the ideas that Parshas Korach teaches us. That yes, we'll have bad days. It's going to happen. But when we have a bad day, can't let a bad day make another bad day. You have to figure out a way to take that bad day and kick it aside and say, I don't really care because I got good stuff going on. Have a great day.